Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The cost of unemployment, economic hardship from the global coronavirus epidemic is no small change. We have not had to face anything like this since World War II. The projected debt at the end of this year was supposed to be 79% of our gross domestic product. But now, with all of the new spending bills, it will likely explode to 101% of GDP. Just look back. At the end of World War II, our debt level had grown to 106% of GDP. With economic growth and sound money management, we brought that debt level down to 23% by 1974. But in almost every year since then, that's almost 50 years, our debt has kept climbing. Many economists consider the level that we are looking at now is dangerously high. And that makes me question, how much more do we need to spend? I think the money approved for farmers and ranchers and food assistance programs will be a big help in saving a lot of farms and ranches from bankruptcy. However, it will not begin to cover the losses from trade disputes and low prices. We'll get $16 billion in direct payments, and row crops, corn, soybeans, cotton will get almost $4 billion of that. Cotton farms, $5 billion, dairy, $3 billion, hog farms, $1.6 billion, and specialty crops, $2 billion. There will be $3 billion to purchase food for food assistance programs. I think it should not be any surprise there's growing pressure to spend even more money. We'll spend at least $3.5 trillion because of the virus. If we spend it, it should be directed to the workers on the payrolls and keep small businesses alive. Nancy Pelosi and other big spenders want the federal government to bail out states and local governments. That's the last thing that we should do. A lot of states have been making bad spending decisions for 10 or 20 years, and that includes my farm state of Illinois. New York would also qualify, probably California. We should not do anything to bail them out. It's not free money. Our children and grandchildren will be expected to pay it back. We can expect to borrow more than $4 trillion this fiscal year. Let's just step back and see if our economy begins to recover. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.